Lesson 36, interrogative pronouns, indefinite pronouns, reflexive pronouns, reciprocal pronouns, and relative pronouns. In Lesson 17, we studied the personal pronoun, and in Lesson 18, the demonstrative pronoun. In this lesson, we are going to finish our study of the pronoun with the study of the interrogative, indefinite, reflexive, reciprocal, and relative pronouns. First of all, a review of pronouns from lessons 17 and 18. The definition of a pronoun. A pronoun takes the place of a noun or a word that functions like a noun, such as a substantive. The purpose of the pronoun. A pronoun is used in order to keep from repeating a noun in a sentence or paragraph. In other words, once you identify the subject of the sentence, we do not continue to repeat the person's name, but rather refer to him as he, and to a woman as her, and to a neuter object as it. The antecedent. The noun that is replaced by the pronoun is called the antecedent of the pronoun. So the pronoun has an antecedent, the subject of the sentence. And the pronoun is taking its place by referring to the person. If it's a man, referring to him as him, to a woman as her. Whoever the woman or man is would be the antecedent of the pronoun. On page 2, we have the introduction to interrogative pronouns. The interrogative pronoun is tis, t. That is, tis is both the masculine and feminine, and t is the neuter. The interrogative pronoun is translated who, which, or what. The interrogative pronoun is used for asking questions. For example, t lege. What does he say? Interrogative, of course, we get our English term interrogate, to interrogate someone, ask them questions. So tis t is a pronoun asking what does he say, who is saying it, which person are you making reference to? It is used for asking questions. Notice page 3, the declension of the interrogative pronoun, the nominative masculine singular, and the feminine are both tis. In fact, the masculine and feminine are both the same, tis, tis, and the neuter is t. The genitive case, all three are the same, tinos, for the masculine, feminine, and neuter. The dative case, translated to what or for what? Tini, tini, and tini. The accusative case. Tina, tina, and the neuter is t. The plural. Nominative masculine plural. Tinus, feminine tinus, and neuter tina. Genitive case. All the same. Tinon, tinon, and tinon. The dative case, all the same, tisin, notice the movable nu, tisin and tisin. The accusative case, tinas, tinas, and the neuter is tina. The interrogative pronoun used for asking questions. On pages 4 and 5, we have the introduction of the next pronoun, the indefinite pronoun. The indefinite pronoun is tis, t. And you'll notice, as we'll see in our notes in a moment, that the indefinite pronoun and the interrogative pronoun that we just studied on page 3 are formed and spelled the same. The accents are the only difference. And we'll get to that in a moment. Tis and t do not have accents. It's because the indefinite pronoun is enclitic. The indefinite pronoun is translated someone or something, a certain one or a certain thing. That is, it is indefinite or not definite. The indefinite pronoun is used when expressing something general or indicating someone or something that is not definite, such as a certain man instead of the man. The word the is the definite article, the particular man, versus a certain man, a general person in the crowd. Examples of the use of the indefinite pronoun, first of all, apentis. Apen is the aorist form of lego, I say. This is translated said, single act in past time. Said a certain one, which is translated a certain one said, no identification. It is not definite who it is, just a certain one in general. But notice the tis follows after the verb apen. It's because the tis is enclitic. Example number two, anthropos tis. Man a certain, or the literal translation would be a certain man. The indefinite pronoun is declined like the interrogative pronoun. The only difference is that the indefinite pronoun is enclitic, making the accenting different. An enclitic is a word that goes so closely with the preceding word as to have no accent of its own. So it goes on the end of the word of which it is associated with and goes so closely with it so that it, the enclitic, has no accent of its own. Now page 5, the declension of the indefinite pronoun, the same as the interrogative pronoun, except for the accenting, the nominative case, singular, tis, tis, and ti, the genitive case, tinos, 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 the dative case, tini, 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 and the accusative case, tina, tina, and ti. The plural nominative, tines, tines, and the neuter is tina. The genitive, all the same, genitive plural, tinon, tinon, tinon. The dative case, tisin, movable new again, tisin, and tisin. The accusative case is tinas, tinas, and the neuter, accusative plural, is tina. Page 6 introduces us to the reflexive and reciprocal pronouns. A reflexive pronoun is a pronoun that reflects or refers back to the subject. The reflexive pronoun has the same form as the personal pronoun autos, except for two things. First of all, the reflexive pronoun does not have a nominative case. Secondly, first and second reflexive pronouns do not have a neuter gender. The third person reflexive pronoun does, and we'll point that out to you in a moment. So it's formed the same as autos, the personal pronoun of lesson 17. The first person reflexive pronoun is emautou, emautês, of myself. The second person reflexive pronoun, seautou, seautês. Notice that the autou is the same and the autês is the same, except in the first person it is epsilon mu at the front. The second person is sigma epsilon, of yourself. Third person, reflexive pronoun, heautou, heautês, heautou, of himself, of herself, of itself. Notice the third person reflexive pronoun has the neuter gender. The first two do not. Reciprocal pronouns. A reciprocal pronoun is used to express an action to someone else other than myself. Reciprocal means to give to the other. Reflexive means to come back upon myself. The reciprocal pronoun in the New Testament is found only in the genitive, dative, and accusative plural cases. Page 7, and the declension of the reflexive and reciprocal pronouns. The first person reflexive pronoun translated of myself, and again, notice the reflexive pronoun does not have the nominative case. Also, the first and second person reflexive pronouns do not have the neuter gender. Reading the genitive masculine, singular, mautu, mautes, that is, of myself, masculine, of myself, feminine. The plural, heauton, heauton, notice the rough breathing. Dative case, singular, masculine and feminine. Emauto, emaute. Notice the dative plural. Again, the rough breathing. Heautois, heautais. The accusative singular. Emauton, emautain. The accusative plural. Heautus, heautas, for the masculine and plural, of ourselves, or just ourselves. Second person reflexive pronoun, the singular masculine and feminine genitive, seautu. And again, notice it's autu, only in this case with the sigma epsilon in front of it. So the forms are the same, except at the beginning of the formation of the singular, seautu, seautes. The plural, heauton, heauton, is exactly the same as the genitive plural of the first person. The dative singular, seauto, seaute. The dative plural, heautois, heautais, notice the rough breathing, same as the plural in the first person. The accusative case, seauton, seautain, and the plurals, the same as the first person in the accusative plural, heautus, heautas. The third person reflexive pronoun, translated of himself, of herself, and of itself. And it, notice it has the neuter gender now. The genitive, masculine, feminine, and neuter, heautu, heautes, heautu. Notice the rough breathing now in both the singular and the plural. Heautu, heautes, heautu. Instead of emautu or seautu, it's heautu for the third person. The genitive plural. Heauton, heauton, heauton. Exactly the same as the genitive plurals of the first and second person. The dative case, heauto, heaute, heauto. And again, the plurals in the dative, heautois, heautais, heautois. The accusative case, heauton, heautain, heauto, for the neuter. The accusative masculine plural, heautus, heautas, heauta. So there's a difference in the neuter accusative singular and the neuter accusative plural. Mainly because we now have a neuter where we didn't with the first and second person. Reflecting back on oneself. The reciprocal pronoun of one another or of each other. That is, we should be in kindly concern or loving concern of one another. The genitive plural, allelon, of one another. The dative, allelois, to or for one another. And the accusative case, allelus, one another. On page 8, we have the introduction of the relative pronoun, hos, he, ho. which is translated who or which. A relative pronoun is a word that opens a clause in a sentence and relates or refers back to the antecedent. That's why it's called relative. It relates back instead of repeating the antecedent or subject of the sentence. It takes its place. Notice the example. Homothetes, hon agapeta, the disciple who you love. The word who is a relative pronoun because it's making reference or relates back to the disciple, repeating a reference to him without having to repeat the disciple all over again. The disciple, the one who you love, word who or which, is a relative pronoun, very frequently found in the New Testament. The relative pronoun has the same form as the definite article. The nominative masculine singular is hos, feminine he, neuter ho. You know the definite article, ho he to. We have the same form. The genitive singular, who, feminine hes, and who. The dative singular, ho, he, ho, translated to or for who, or for whom, to which, or for which thing. The accusative case, hon, hein, ho. The plural relative pronoun, nominative masculine, hoi, feminine, hi, neuter, ha. Same form as the plurals of the definite article, except with the rough breathing, different accent marks, and no tau in the genitive through accusative. Notice the genitive plural, all the same, hon, hon, hon. The dative, hois. No, the definite article is tois. This is hois, heis, hois. To whom or for whom? The accusative, plural, hus, has, and ha. Remember, the definite article is tus, tas, ta. Same form as the definite article as far as learning purposes go. It is the relative pronoun translated who or which, referring or relating back to the subject. You should become familiar with this chapter, with these remaining pronouns, and then move on to part two of this lesson, the pronunciation exercises. Six, exercise one, the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, we're going to read the text of John 1, 1 to 18, and study the remaining pronouns in the text. The material that we have studied in lessons 11 through 35 are now underlined and parsed in the text. It would be beneficial for you to take the charts on pronouns, pages 59 through 62, out of the chart section of your notebook for reference as we go through this exercise. We're going to read and pronounce each Greek word and phrase and give its grammatical breakdown and stop and emphasize these various pronouns that we've studied. Begin with line one. N-R-K. Prepositional phrase. N with the dative. In beginning. Ain was. Imperfect tense verb showing continuous action in past time. Continuous existence. In beginning. Hologos. The word continually existed. Kai ho logos, and the word was ein pros ton theon. Pros ton theon is a prepositional phrase. Pros with the accusative is translated with, expressing equality. Prosopon, face to face with God. Line 3. Kai theos ein, and God was ho logos, the word. Line 3, verse 2. Houtos, this one. Interesting, this is one of our demonstrative pronouns. The antecedent is the Word. This one, that is the Word, was ein and arche in beginning, pros ton theon, showing a general statement of equality in existence with Him. Line 5, verse 3. Panta, all things, diartu, through Him, became, egeneto. Kai choris artu, and without Him. Choris artu is a prepositional phrase. Choris is a preposition used with the genitive showing separation, and separate from Him, or without Him, became, showing creation, egeneto, not even, hen ho. There's our first relative pronoun. The accusative, neuter, plural, relative pronoun. Not even one thing which has become. So instead of repeating one thing, not even one thing which has become, it repeats, making reference back to it with a relative pronoun. Not even one thing which has been created or has become. En auto, in Him, prepositional phrase, and with the dative. Life was, zoe ein. Again, the imperfect tense of a me showing continuous existence. Kai he zoe, and the life, ein was. Tophos, the light, ton anthropon, of the men. Kai tophos, and the light, third declension noun. Ante scotia, prepositional phrase, again en with the dative, scotia being darkness, the light in the darkness, phine is shining. Present active indicative verb showing presently and continuously. Kai he scotia, and the darkness, it auto, and by the way, there's a personal pronoun, and the darkness, it did not overtake. Instead of repeating the word light, the writer used the personal pronoun it to make reference to the light. The darkness it not did overtake. Kateleben. Line 11, verse 6. Agenito anthropos, a man came, having been sent, apostolmenos, para theou. Para theou is a prepositional phrase. Para, a preposition used with the genitive translated from. The name to him, onoma auto, Ioannes, John. So auto, name to him, is a personal pronoun making reference back to the man, anthropos. Line 12, verse 7. Houtos, demonstrative pronoun, this one. What one? This man who had been sent from God. Came, eilthen, aorist tense verb showing a single act in past time, for a testimony. Ace marturion. Ace, preposition used with the accusative case, translated for. Hina marturese, that's hina, a conjunction used with the subjunctive mood, marturese, that he might testify, showing purpose. Peri tu photos, concerning the light. Peri tu photos is another prepositional phrase. Peri, used with the genitive case, peri is translated concerning. Hina pantes, in order that all might believe, pistusosin. Through him, dia tu. Dia with the genitive, dia is translated through. Line 15 at verse 8. Uk ein, not was that one, akenos, akenos being your far demonstrative. Not was that one the light, tophos. Akenos making reference to the man who had been sent. Al hina marturese, but that he might testify, again the subjunctive mood showing purpose, that he might testify peri tu photos, prepositional phrase, peri used with the genitive, translated concerning, that he might testify concerning the light. Ein tophos, he was the light. To alethenon, the true. Alethenon being an adjective which modifies or describes a noun. The word light, he's the true light. He was the true light. Which, there's our next relative pronoun. The neuter, making reference back to the light. So he didn't say he was the light, the true, the light enlightening every man. It's which is enlightening. The relative pronoun, ho, with the antecedent, the light. Which enlightens, fotidze, again present active indicative showing presently and continuously, enlightens every man, panta anthropon, coming, erkomenon, eis ton kosmon, into the world. Erkomenon, the participle showing continuous action of people coming into the world, prepositional phrase. Line 19, at verse 10, and to kosmo, in the world, ein he was, kai ho kosmos, and the world through him, diatu, became, egeneto, kai ho kosmos, auton, uk egno, and the world him did not know. Line 21, verse 11, ace ta idia, prepositional phrase, ace, with the accusative, translated into the things. Idia is from the adjective idios. This is the accusative plural neuter, things. Into the things his own, he came, eltha, kai hoi idioi, and the ones or the people of his own. Auton him, u parelabon, they did not receive. Hosoi, but as many as, de, elabon, received him, auton. He gave, edoken, to them, autois, exousion, authority, techna theu, children of God, ganesthai, to become. That is to the ones, tois, pistuusin, who are believing. Presently and continuously, not somebody who believed 10 years ago, but he gave authority to those become children of God, to the ones who are believing, eis to onoma autu, into his name. Line 26, verse 13. Who? There's your next relative pronoun. The nominative plural. Speaking about the ones believing in his name, the ones who? Not uk exhaimaton, out of bloods, ude exhalematos sarkos, neither out of the will of the flesh, ude exhalematos andros, nor out of the will of man, al exeu eganethason, but out of God were born. Line 28, at verse 14, kai ho logos sarx ageneto, and the word flesh became, kai eskenosen, and tabernacled, the aorist tense of skenoo, the verb to pitch a tent, and tabernacled en hemin, prepositional phrase, again en with the dative, in us, meaning among us, kai ethe asamatha, and we beheld the grace, tain doxon, that is the glory, tain doxon, of him, autu, glory, doxon, hos, as, monogenus, of an only begotten, para patros, from father. Full, pleres, charitos, kai aletheos, full of grace and of truth. Line 32, verse 15, John, Ioannes, is testifying, marture, present active indicative, presently and continuously, concerning him, peri autu, prepositional phrase, peri with the genitive, kai kekrige, and has cried, saying, legon, this one, there's another pronoun, demonstrative, this one, hutos, ein was, whom. Here's our next pronoun. It is a relative pronoun. The accusative singular masculine, hon. This one was whom I said. Ho'opisomu, the one after me, coming, erkomenos. Emprosthenmu, before me, gegonen has become. Because, hoti. Protosmu, ein, because first of me he was. Kai ek tu pleromatos, and out of the fullness of him, we ourselves, intensifying the pronoun we, hemes, we ourselves all, pontes, elabomen, received, kai karin antikaritos, and grace, succeeding grace. Line 38 at verse 17. Because, hoti, honomos, the law, through Moses, Moseos, edothe, was given. He karis, the grace, kai he aletheia, and the truth, dia Jesu Christu, through Jesus Christ, egenito became. Line 41. Theon, God, udes, no one, heoreka, has seen, popota, at any time. Ho monogenes huios, the only begotten son. The one being or existing, eis ton kopon, into the bosom, prepositional phrase, eis with the accusative, eis is translated into the bosom, to patros of the father, that one, ekenos. There's your far demonstrative pointing to the only begotten son. That one, exegesito, declared him. You should study this exercise while going on to lesson 37 and the study of me verbs, proper names, and numerals.